want to be, because now everybody is shell-shocked and they have trauma. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from it a lot. I tried to get away from it, but you can't. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thug life can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to the so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basic, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper you feel her. Cause I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking, getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause governments just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with many victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever want to put the dot in.
Got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in. We got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in. Don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming off too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. My animal. All I do is hold it down for the Santa tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fetty home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Guess I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. I ain't stopping till I'm selling out the venue.
This be Jola, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah.
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
All right. God in. We got to put the God in. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, May the 20th of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we've got part 24 of the 25-hour, the 25-part series entitled Hidden Science. So we're going behind the scenes, if you will. We're going behind the frequency, behind the wave, behind the vibration to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify the word of God. Tonight, we have a barn burner message for you tonight, or today. Today, we want to talk about the metaphysics of Lucifer, the metaphysics of Lucifer, the metaphysics of Luciferin, the metaphysics of Lumiference, the metaphysics of bioluminescence, the metaphysics of phosphate or phosphorus, 666, carbon, melanin. All of these are the same thing. So what is the science behind this guy that we call Lucifer? So today we're not talking about the biblical character, so to speak. Today we want to look at the scientific or the chemical character. We want to break down the metaphysical, allegorical story and stories that has been revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified throughout the ages as we're talking about this entity called Lucifer or this element called phosphate or phosphorus. So we want to break this down, brothers and sisters. So let's start with a basic understanding. First of all, the foremost and the most important thing that we have to understand is that everything in this world is what is called luminescence ether. Now, the way that luminescence ether works is there is a wave, a frequency or vibration that is flowing through the ether. We'll put it that way. Let me give you an example to explain how Lucifer works and how the light bearer or the light bringer works and how, contrary to popular belief, melanin, carbon, these are all proof positive of the light bringer, the morning star, phosphate, Venus, the torch barrel, phos, photon, physics, light. All of these are different words for the word of the term luminescence or lucimphar. So when we talk about lucimphar, we talk about the luminescence. We're talking about how the same way you drop a pebble in a pond, it creates a wave. Now, this wave travels through the ether. Now, that's very important because notice, before the pebble hits the water, there is no wave that is traveling through water. So water is the medium by which waves travel through. Let me say that again. When we're talking about what this ideal, this essence of Lucifer, it is called the lumiferance ether wind. So when you drop a pebble, the pebble, let's say, is Lucifer. When he fell from heaven, he fell into this mass or this medium. The same way you drop a pebble into a pond, and it produces a ripple effect. This ripple, this wave, this frequency, this vibration is what is hitting, if you want to use that term, you. So our ancestors understood the ancient metaphysics of how to communicate this knowledge of the etheric and the corporeal and the process, the principles, the purpose, the function, the relationships between Lucifer or Luciferin. So there is a gene called a luciferance. That is the presence of luciferance, which means Lucifer interfering with the presence of oxygen. Now, when you add this, now this is the biological proof of what you call Lucifer. I'm reading this out of my book called Bioluminescence. In my book, I break down the catalyst of Lucifer, cold light. Now, the evidence biologically of this is called the firefly. So the firefly does something that no other animal can do because the firefly has this bioluminescence. That means that a firefly can produce cold light. So when you see the light of a firefly, if you go over there and touch it, it has no heat. So a firefly uses bioluminescence. So bioluminescence, again, is the biological evidence of Lucifer. So the biological evidence of Lucifer is present whenever you add, again, oxygen. Two molecules of oxygen, no hydrogen. So this is called false light or false fate or phosphorus or false Horus. So the number 666 when you add that up, gives us 6 protons, 6 neutrons, 6 electrons. That is the number of carbon. So carbon, you're made up of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon. Your DNA has A, C, G, T, and it has a fifth element called phosphate or phosphorus. So your DNA is held together by Lucifer. Your body is held together by Lucifer. Everything on this earth is held together by Lucifer. So Lucifer, contrary to popular belief, the Latin word corresponding to the Greek word phosphate and the Hebrew word morning star are Helil, H-E-L-E-L in the Bible. So Helil, which means Venus, which means shiny one, again, in the Bible, it talks about the Bnei HaNakash. So the Bnei Ha, it means sons of Nakash, the shining ones, or the serpent. In Isaiah 14, verse 12, in the Greek Septuagint, and other versions of the Helios Biblius, the sun book, the by Baal, the book by Baal. Do you know who Baal is? So you got a book by Baal. It's called by Baal, by Bo, by Baal, by Baal, by Bo. Same thing. So once you understand that, you got the King James Version. You have the difference of the word version? You don't have the Bible. You got the King, you got the King James Version of the Bible. But what does that mean in English? That simply means, my brothers and sisters, that this Hebrew word Lucifer, in the modern translations, it renders that word as morning star or day star or shiny one or shining star. And the star is the sun. So it means shining sun. So in Revelation chapter 22, verse 16, where Jesus is referred to as the morning star, but not as Lucifer in Latin. So instead, we have a transliteration. So the star, the bright and the morning star in the Latin Vulgate, not the Greek Septuagint. For example, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, the word Lucifer is used for morning star until the day dawns and the morning star rises in the hearts. That word also corresponds with the Greek word. And so we see that there's a correspondence between between Lucifer and Jesus, as both names are symbols regarding the dawn of the day star and the night star. But most people never looked up the definition of the word phosphate or phosphorus. So most people don't know that there is a day star and a night star. And somebody combined these two stars, and now we got one star. So we used to have two stars. There used to be a day star and there used to be a night star. Now we got one star, and that one star is called Lucifer. And so now everybody's going around, and that's taught in all the secret societies. All the higher levels of the secret societies teach that Lucifer and Jesus are the same, because they never looked up the definition of the word phosphorus. They just looked up the definition of the word Lucifer. So once you look up the definition of the word phosphorus, now again, this message comes with an extreme warning. I don't really teach this truth, because this truth is only taught to the higher levels of the 33 and above and the Masonic lodges and temples. You have to go over to Egypt and be initiated into the Egyptian mystery schools to learn what I'm about to share with you right now. What I'm about to share with you is probably one of the most dangerous things that you will ever hear. This is the metaphysics behind Lucifer, Lucifer, and the earth, and how everything works. This is your last opportunity to disconnect if you don't want to know the truth, if you just want to continue to have a truth. So if you like your world that you are living in right now, and you want to continue to live in that world, this is the time to disconnect from this talk. Because what I'm about to share with you is the contract that you have made with Lucifer, who is the night star, instead of the contract that you should have made with the day star. So a wave is a disturbance that is traveling through a medium. Father, touch the minds of your people. Let me say that again. A wave, a vibration, a sound, a frequency is a disturbance Let me say that again. A wave of frequency, a vibration is a disturbance. Let me say that again. A wave, a frequency, a vibration, a thought, the things that you put in your brain is a disturbance. It disturbs. How do you know? Take a pebble. Go to a river. When the water is calm, hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Be still and know that I am God. Anything that is not still is not God, contrary to popular belief. If you go to a lake when the water is still and you drop a pebble in that lake, you create a disturbance. That disturbance is called a wave. That wave, if you watch it, it follows or it permeates throughout the whole lake. One drop of a pebble that is falling, I saw Lucifer fall like lightning. And he hit a lake called Earth, and it created a wave called a disturbance that is still going on today. Lucifer is the catalyst. He's the cause of every effect on Earth, contrary to popular belief. Lucifer is the God that you serve. He is the bioluminescence God. He is phosphate. Let me blow some cookies. The definition of the word phosphorus, the word phosphorus is phosphorus. It is a substance or an organism that shines by itself. It comes from the Latin word phosphate, which means light bringer. Also, the morning star. I'm reading this from dictionary.com. Please, this is very dangerous. Father, touch the minds of your people. The Latin phosphorus means morning star. If you go down to the bottom of page, dictionary.com, you will see this word. After the word morning star, you will see the Greek word phosphorus, which means morning star, literally meaning torch bearer. From the word phos, go to James 3, you will see the same word, phos, P-H-O-S, where we get the word photon, which means light. It means contradiction of P-H-A-O-S. Father, touch the mouth of your people. There's two lights, brother. There's two lights, sister. As I've said for the last 25 years, and in my book, The Twin Flames, there's two Christ, really three. But for the sake of argument, we're going to go with the two. Two Christ that they have presented to you. One is P-H-O-S, that's a light. The other is P-H-A-O-S, that's a light. The other one comes from the Greek word phanein, P-H-A-I-N-E-I-N. It means to show you light. Where we get the word phantasm. The other word comes from the word P-H-O-S or P-H-E-R-E-I-N, which means to carry. So one is light, the other carries light. Father, touch the minds of your people. One carries light, one is light. One carries light, one is light. You have the God that is carrying light. You don't have the God that is light. The metaphysics of Lucifer it pales the human imagination. You cannot. It's almost. He had me for a long time. He had me. Not no more. It's almost humanly impossible to understand the difference between the false light and the real light. Almost. The only way to understand the false light is to undergo to a lake. Like I said, take a rock and drop that rock into a calm lake. That's how Lucifer, when he fell and he hit matter. Remember, sound needs a medium of exchange by which to travel. A wave needs a medium of exchange by which to travel. Take a string, put it in your hand, take the other end of the string, tape it to the wall. And then stretch the string out straight where it's still. Notice there's a straight line from your hand to the string that's attached to the wall. Make sure it's really, really long. Then take two steps forward and watch the slack in your string. The string drops down. Because why? You release the tension in the string. Now, you're holding the string in your hand. You have the other end of the string taped to the wall. There is a little slack or a little bow in the string. Now, shake your hand up and down. What you are doing is creating a wave. When you move your hand, the string forms a wave. When you stop moving your hand, the wave stops. A wave is a disturbance. That's why the Father says, I'm going to use the foolishness of disturbing me to save some. The foolishness of preaching. Everything that you've been taught is a, let me be politically correct today. Everything that you've been taught is a stretch. Waves, frequencies, vibrations, sounds, math, music, language, they're not your friends. That's Lucifer. Why? It creates a disturbance. Let me say that again. A wave is a disturbance that is traveling through a calm medium. Let me say that again. Father, touch the minds of your people. A wave. Now remember, go to a calm lake. Take a big brick. Take a rock. Go out to the middle of the lake. Make sure the water is nice and calm and there is no movement. Drop that brick in the water. It creates a disturbance called a wave. That's Lucifer. When Lucifer fell, he hit the medium of exchange. What is God? God is, as I've revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified for 25 hours. If you've been following along this series, you already know what I'm getting ready to say. Because I talked about it yesterday, the day before that. I talked about God is the law of reciprocation. God is the law of reciprocity. God is the law of valiance. God is the law of equivalence. God is the law of equal. God is the law of equivalent exchange. God is the law of vibrational matching. Like produces like. God is the law of kind. Like kind produces like kind. God is the medium by which the wave travels. The wave is Lucifer. Every wave, every frequency, every vibration is Lucifer. Not some of them, not 10% of them. What I'm doing right now is Luciferance. Every time I speak, my voice disturbs the air. That's Lucifer. Lucifer is a disturbance. Lucifer, Lucifer, is anything that disturbs the medium. What is the medium of exchange? God. What is the equivalent of exchange? What is the ether? Remember, sound needs a vacuum that have molecules in it because sound disturbs molecules. And it is the disturbing of the molecules that allows sound. That's the only way you can hear. So everything that you have done in your entire life was done by Lucifer. Everything. I don't give a damn if you raise a dead man. You did it with Lucifer's help. So everybody on earth is a card-carrying Luciferian, contrary to popular belief. Don't believe me? You don't believe me? I pray to God you don't believe. Let me prove it to you. I got 10 grand on the line. Anybody can prove me wrong. Now, you guys know I've been saying this bullshitness for a long time. What does that mean? That just simply means that I'm encouraging you to not believe me, but look at the definitions of the words. Now, remember, let's go all the way back. This is the metaphysics of Lucifer. We're not talking about no mystical dude. We're talking about science. We're talking about spirit. We're talking about Bible. We're talking about canonized, and we're talking about non-canonized texts. What does the word mean? First of all, let's go to dictionary.com, and let me tell you the contract that you signed. Let me prove it to you. The word phosphorus is the word false Horus, P-H-O-S, false. Now, remember, that's the first type of light. According to the definition that we read, P-H-O-S, that means light. It also means contraction of P-H-A-O-S. One is daylight, the other is night light, lunar light, moon light. That's why there are nightshade vegetables that grow at night. If you eat those vegetables, they do something to your body. I got a whole book called Nightshade Vegetables. Triple dare you to read it. Triple dare you to go to Google and type in nightshade vegetables. That's Lucifer. That's what you got. Well, Brother Will, I don't know what you mean, brother. Jesus is the day star. Lucifer is the night star. At the top levels of all secret societies, they teach Lucifer and Jesus are the same. That's how they almost got me. That's how they got you. Because you don't know that there's two different lights. Your body is put together by phosphorus. It's in your DNA. There is a lumiferous gene. Notice, look at the definition of the word. It's the word Lucifer and the word interference. Now remember, if you want to prove it, go to a lake. Walk out to the lake in the middle. Stop moving. Let the water be still. Get a big ass rock and drop it in the water. What does it do? It produces a wave. When Lucifer fell from heaven, it says in Isaiah, I saw him fall from heaven like lightning. So if something falls and it hits a medium, it produces a wave. It produces a frequency. It produces a vibration. It produces cymatics. So everything on earth, every scientist that I know, now is coming into what is called wave physics, wave genetics. What about plasma? Plasma is the medium. Wave is the disturbance that travels through the medium. That's why Lucifer means light traveler. And Christ means light as in the medium. Lucifer is the wave that is traveling through the light. He ain't the light, contrary to popular belief. You say, well, Brother Will, I don't believe that bullshit, this man. I just think you just smoked, you drank some purple Kool-Aid. Okay, let's go back to the word. Dictionary.com. Phosphorus. Now, this is for all my melanated brothers and sisters out there. Black man, black woman, talk about melanin makes you God. Do you know what the hell melanin is? Do you know what 666 is? Six protons, six neutrons, six electrons. Do you know what carbon-7, carbon-14, and carbon-21 is? Oh, you don't know? Carbon means burn. Carbon, again, in the book, in the Bible, it was a seraphim. The seraphims, those are the shiny ones. Bene ha-nakash. That means jinn, fire being. What does that mean? Carbon, melanin, makes you a fit extension for this dimension. It doesn't allow you to exist in the medium. Unless it is glorified. What is carbon? What is melanin? Melanin is condensed sunlight. Father, touch the mind of your people. Let me say it again. What is melanin? Melanin is the only thing that captures all of the rays of the sun. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com. Go to Google, type in the word black body. Why is it that black people can go out in the sun and we don't burn? Because we don't reflect the sun, we absorb it. We absorb all of the rays of the sun, and it turns it into neuromelanin. What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What is the sun? The sun is not only information, it's also heat. What does that mean, though? That means, brother, that means that the blacker you are, the darker you are, the more melanin that you are, the more proof positive that you are a descendant of this dimension, a earth being. You are a mankind. You're not of the God kind. But thankfully, Yahushua said that, hey, I'm going to be the first man God. And so Yahushua is the first. Don't believe me? Go to Hebrews. It says it. He's the only one that's after the priesthood of the melanated chi of the Zedek. We call him Melchizedek. The only person in the Bible that had no mother, that had no father, and never died. Because what? His melanated was transformed. That's why Jesus says that, hey, touch me not, for I have not ascended to the Father. What does that mean? That means that Yahushua now has a glorified body. Well, what does that mean? That means phantasmagoria. What does that mean? Let's go to dictionary.com. The word phosphate means, in Latin, light bringer, light bearer. It does not mean light. Now, remember, according to dictionary.com and every dictionary that I've ever read that was written at least before about 1970, it says the word means two types of light. One is P-H-O-F light. That's found in James chapter 3. Please look it up. I've done 15 shows on that one word. 15 hours on one word. So I can't waste time today. P-H-O-S. James 3. James said that there's a power that comes from above. Then James 3 said that the power that does not come from above. This power is earthly. It is sensual and demonic. That power. P-H-O-S. Then James says that there's another power that does come from above. It is P-H-A-O-S. One is daylight. The other one is moonlight. What does that mean, though, in English? That means P-H-A-N-I-N-E or P-H-A-S in the Greek. But notice the P-H-O-S light is different from the other light. Oh, I like that shirt. Ooh, that looks good, too. All right, and so the P-H, notice the P-H-O-S light. It has this word. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of every listener that's listening to the sound of my voice. Brothers and sisters, this is the most dangerous thing you will ever hear in your life. Again, this is only taught to secret society members. This is only taught to Freemasons that's higher than 33 degrees. This is only taught to skull and crossbone members. This is only taught to the Thalamic Order of the Golden Dawn. This is only taught in the Egyptian mystery schools. That this word, let me play the correct pronunciation, contraction. Now, according to dictionary.com and Black's Law Book, it says between these two lights, there is this word, contraction. That word means, again, go down to the bottom of the page to the real definition. That word means contract. Let me say that again. The word contraction and the word origin, it means action of making a contract. It means especially in marriage. Now, again, I'm not making this up. So you have made a contract. Now, you don't remember it. You don't know it because according to the book called The Book of Creation, to get on this planet, you have to drink from the sea of forgetfulness. And so that means that you forgot your prior existence with the Father. Now, remember, this is the metaphor. This is the behind-the-scenes stuff that's not taught nowhere on earth. At least I haven't found nobody teaching it. What does that mean? The blacker you are, the darker you are, the more contracts you got. But what does that mean in English? Now, there is a priest class at the Vatican. This priest class originated from the Shimshu Haru. That means followers of Horus, Shimshu Haru. The Shimshu Haru is the ancient priesthood that dates back to the Enmu Elish, based upon historical evidence that's underneath the Vatican that your black ass can't read, or your brown or white or whatever color. In the ancient Roman antiquities of the African ancestry, there is a gentleman by the name of Saint Victor, was born in 189 AD. He died in 199 AD. His Saint Victor, another gentleman by the name of Saint Gelaus, spelled G-E-L-A-U, for all you Bible thumpers and you historians, look this up. These were the members of the original black hood. This was the black nobilities. These were the black kings and the black priests and the black priestesses. They were what is called part of the original primordial science teaching that established what is called astrotheology. It's called astrotheology. So they established the ancient texts, the ancient scrolls, the ancient manuscripts of the Shimshu Haru, followers of Horus, which means followers of phosphorus, or followers of phosphate, or followers of Lucifer, or followers of false, or followers of the snake. So all of the snake magic, but they had to do something. What did they have to do? They had to sign a contract. They have to sign a contract. Now, there is this lady that teaches contest, that teaches spiritual contract law. There's another person I know that does it. Everybody knows that understands spiritual contract law, they're all witches. So I've been a little what's the word I'm looking for? Yeah, I've been a little apprehensive to bring them on the show or to teach witchcraft. But they are the only ones that understand that you have to cancel the contract that you made with false light in order to, and this is what salvation is all about. But what does that mean? Now, again, the definition of the word phosphorus at the base, it means contract. It's the act of making a contract, especially in marriage. It's the act of shrinking or shortening. Anytime you settle, anytime you shrink, that's why I only do stuff that I'm intense about. That's why I do claironomics. That's why anybody that's listening to the sound of my voice, that you're not a part of what I am doing with the claironomics temple building, with activating, unlock your DNA so that you can stop settling and stop being fake, stop being phony, and start waking up in the morning with being very intense. Start talking with dunamis power, and you start pissing people off because you have righteous indignation, because you're living not with your education, not with your experience, not with your observation or your five senses, but you start living with your intuition, your sixth sense. You start living with enthusiasm, and you start living with inspiration. If you're not living with those three things, you are still in a contractual obligation to PHOS instead of being in a contract with PHAOS, the daylight. You are in contract with the nightlight, so that makes you a lunar, which means moon, tick, which means blood-sucking animal, lunatic. So a lunatic is somebody who has a contract with the moon instead of somebody who has a contract with the day, with the day star. That's what the whole Egyptian myth story is about Horus, and, you know, during the day the sun comes up, during the night he comes back. That whole Egyptian myth story, that's what it's about. It's the contract that you have with the day and the contract that you have with the night. So now you need to cancel one contract, and you need to act upon another contract. Now, again, anybody can look up the definitions of these words by going to dictionary.com, type in the word phosphate, and read it. Go down to the bottom of the page to the original definition before they changed it. Then look at the word contract. It means the agreement between two parties at the very, very top. Then go down to the bottom of the page and read the definition of the word contract again. And every word, the definition of the word contract in the original, it means to make something narrow and to make an agreement. It has to do with a particle, agreement between particles and waves. Now remember, Lucifer is a con. The word con means to swindle. Tract, T-R-A-C-T. Contract, it means underworld. It means arrangement or agreement to kill someone. Don't believe me. Please, look it up for yourself. Contract. That is what is going on. That's the metaphysics of Lucifer. That's the metaphysics of melanin. That's the metaphysics of carbon. That's the metaphysics of 666. That is the metaphysics. You have made an agreement to kill yourself. It means to draw or to combine together. Now, remember the word contract is two words, con and tract. So we know con means to swindle. So if you're under control, con means to swindle. Troll means large, clumsy demon. Now the word tract means, the original definition that we have today, it means a piece of land. It's an area of land. But the original word, before they changed it, you have to go down to the bottom of the page, it means a period of time. The word tract means a period or a lapse of time. So for a period or a lack of or a track of time, you have agreed to be controlled. You signed a contract for a period of time to be swindled. Melanin allows you to be swindled, controlled, under the spell of the lunatic, under the spell of the false. Now, everybody, the Greek word for light and for God is P-H-O-S. That is a misnomer. It should be P-H-A-O-S. Remember, Lucifer is a counterfeit. He cannot create. So he got a counterfeit version of the original. Inside of my book, Cosmogrator, I explain all of this. Lucifer, now, first of all, let me tell you the good news. The good news is God was going to do all of this anyway. Lucifer jumped the gun. Lucifer said, you know what? I'm going to go down and I'm going to create a physical version of the Imperial City. So now remember, the big G saw what was in Lucifer's heart, because remember, Lucifer was his right-hand man. Lucifer was the anointed cherub that covered. He was a seraphim. Now, he was a fire being. That's why you have fire in your bones. Now, that song, that all the scriptures, that all the everything in church has to do with fire in your bones, has to do with shouting, has to do with all of this is, again, stuff that animates the body. That's Lucifer. That's Lumiferous. Now, God, now remember, Lucifer couldn't do this. In the ancient text, he fell, and he had to go to God and ask God for help in order to create a throne for himself. So this is not God allowed this to happen. This is not, people tell me, I'll say, well, Lucifer got out. If he done all of this stuff, why does God, man, Lucifer is building God's kingdom for him. So God was going to create glorified bodies anyway. Lucifer came down there and did the work for him. So what God is going to do, now remember, how do you know this? Go to James chapter 10. I'm sorry, not James, John. John 10:10. It says that Jesus is coming back for the lost for the tribe of Israel. I'm paraphrasing. Look it up for yourself. What does that mean, though? That means that there's a group of people that he's coming back to get. That means transform. That means glorify bodies. But if you continue to read John 10, he says after he finished, he's coming back to get the other shepherd's sheep. That's good news for me, because I'm the other shepherd. Who's the other shepherd and who's their sheep? Now, remember, everything I'm saying can be proven biologically, can be proven historically, can be proven biblically. Everything. Number one, remember, waves is a disturbance traveling through the medium. What does that mean? A wave, a frequency, a vibration, sound. Everything on earth is the result of what I'm doing right now, a thought. That's how we create. Now, everybody I know said that that's good. I'm the only one that I know that said that that's bad. Because the Bible says, be still and know that I am God. So the more movement you have, the more, in my opinion, the more demons you got. That's why I'm not a fan of turning over chairs. Now, I don't like people who do. I used to shout and turn over chairs too, until I realized what that means. Now, again, take a string, attach it to the wall. Take the other piece of the string, attach it to your hand. Wiggle your hand, it creates a wave in the string. Stop wiggling your hand, the string stops moving. Another way to prove it to yourself, go outside, put some water in a big pot. Let the water get still. Take a rock, drop it in the water. Notice it causes a wave or a disturbance. A disturbance is a wave that is traveling through peace. God is a God of peace. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, be still and know that I am God. So to know God, you must be still. The more movement, the more disturbance. Lucifer is a disturbance that is traveling through God. Period. What is light? Light is a disturbance that is traveling through a medium. What is sound? Sound is a disturbance that requires, you know, in space there is no sound. Why? There ain't no molecules up there. Sound requires particles by to work. So I can prove biologically, I can prove scientifically, and I can prove scripturally everything that I'm saying. Do you understand that there is bioluminescence? Bioluminescence means a luciferin that produces light. It is a luma, according to science. It is a luciferance. It allows light-producing chemicals to react in a condensed place. It requires, in order for it, now this is how a firefly produces light. Now remember, a firefly is the biological evidence of what is called cold light or cold fusion. Fireflies have a luciferin that is found in them. It requires ATP to convert an enzyme called luciferin by using another chemical or molecule in the body called luciferase. When you combine oxygen, not hydrogen, now we are made up of hydrogen and oxygen. Lucifer is just made up of oxygen, no hydrogen. So a luciferin plus two oxygen molecules equals something called oxyluciferin. Oxyluciferin produces light. That's Lucifer. It's fake light. It's cold. It has no heat. So I can biologically prove the existence of what you call Lucifer using, and I break all this down inside of my book called Bioluminescence. Oxyluciferin produces light. Plants do it all the time. They call it chlorophyll. Well, Brother Will, what does that mean? This was all taught by the Shemi Heru, the followers of Horus. Where do you think I learned it from? What does that mean? This is the science that's taught only in secret societies because, again, it's contract law. So Lucifer has legal jurisdiction over you until you cancel the contract. Because remember, this word phosphorus at the base, at the core, the etymology of the word means for a period of time. In the Bible, it's called an eon or an age. That's why there's no such thing as the end of the world. That's only the end of the age. It is a period of time called a track, or in the Latin, it's called a tractus. It means a circle of time. That's why we got the word church, which comes from the Latin kirka, which means church, which means circle. So you go to a circle that we call a church, which is a kirka in the original text, which gives you a treat. Underneath the word track is the word treat, T-R-E-A-T, which is why people go to a kirka or to a church. Why? It teaches you how to act or behave in a certain way. Don't believe me? Go to dictionary.com, type it in. Triple dare you. T-R-E-A-T. All of these words, when you do the etymology. Now, I don't know nobody, at least I haven't met nobody, who spends 8-10 hours or whatever a day researching words. As you know, I got a book called Cosmogrator that's based upon one word, 600 pages, based upon one word. What's the word? Kurios. Where we get the word Lord, where we get the word cosmos, which means harmonious arrangement, grator, which means Lord. That's Lucifer. He's the prince of the air. This is the metaphysics behind how air works. So the word treat means a deal or a bargain to stay on track for the testimonies of your people. Now, all of this comes from the word Lucifer and the word phosphorus. At the base, it means you go to a kirka or to a circle, or you create your own kirka or your own circle, so that way you can get a treat, a deal. It means to manage, to handle, to drag out, track. That means to stay in the circle. So I'm going to give you something that allows you to stay underneath the spell, the contract that we signed. Me and you signed a contract. You signed the contract. You agreed when you sided with the night star and you sided against the day star. Now, you don't remember this because this is with your prior existence. But the only way to be in the disturbance, the only way to be affected by the wave. Now, if I drop a rock in a pond and it creates a wave, does it affect? If I drop a rock in a pond in Michigan, in Lake Ontario, whatever the lake's in Michigan, and I'm in Florida, does the lake in Michigan affect the lake in Florida? Yeah, I don't think so. So you got to get out of that lake and get in another lake? Or you got to keep that disturbance from interfering. You got to cancel the contract with the catalyst or with Luciferin or Lucifer. Now, brothers and sisters, that's just scratching the surface. Let me tell you the skinny. Let me tell you the real. Inside of your body right now, phosphorus or Lucifer or light bearer or the alchemical color emerald green. That's why I love emerald green. Lucifer is what is called phosphorus. It is the existence of all life on the planet. all life on the planet exists, contrary to popular belief, and I know it's hard for you, because of Lucifer. If you take phosphorus, that's light. That's the thing that gives you cognition or ignition. Notice the word cognition and the word ignition are the same, except one has con. Cognition, or cognition, C-O-G, is the same as ignition, which means to ignite. The word Lucifer means I'm going to set you on fire. It means to ignite you. It means to activate you. And we do that through indoctrination. So what is going on? You have to break the spell of indoctrination that has been going on for a period of time called an eon. That's the, again, the 12 signs on the zodiac. So from eon to eon, from age to age, everybody keeps renewing the contract with Lucifer. So this contract gives you the context. Now, like I said, I'm going to probably bring one of these witches on here and have them break down contract law, how to break the demonic spells. I could teach it, but I'm sure they could do it a whole lot better than all of these witches and stuff, because they do this for a living. So we don't understand the metaphysics of Lucifer and Lucifer. So without understanding that the most controversial topic is not Jesus, is Lucifer, because he's an archetype. But the problem is, all living, every living cell on earth has Lucifer in it, in the form of a Luciferian gene or phosphorus. Every living cell on earth has carbon or melanin. Those are all attributes or characteristics of Lucifer. The more carbon, the more melanin you have, the more Lucifer you have. Now, that's not a bad thing, because remember, God is going to glorify Lucifer, the beings or the light. That's what Jesus is. That's what Melchizedek is. These are the first melanated gods, if you want to use that term. But we got to go a little further down the rabbit trail, because the word Lucifer also means Lucy. Remember that song, Lucy in the Sky of Diamonds? They weren't saying diamonds. They were saying Damon. D-A. How's it spelled? D-A-I. I think it's spelled D-A-I-M-O-N. When that song, Lucy and the Star of Diamonds, or Diamonds, we thought in that song they were singing about diamonds. No. They were singing about Damion. D-A-E-M-O-N. Lucifer is Damion. Here's a daimon. But a daimon, a D-A-E-M-O-N, and a daimon, D-A-D-A-I-O-N, is a demon, D-E-M-O-N, which is a demonstration, which is a Greek word that means lesser god, a guiding spirit, or a tutelary demon, is the definition of the word I've been talking for all week. Two words, G-E-N-E. Where we get the word gene, G-E-N-E-I-S, Genesis, G-E-N-U-S, gene in us, G-E-N-I-U-S, genius. All of these words mean lesser god, guiding spirit, tutelary demon. There is not a plant, there is not an animal, there is not a person on earth that does or does not have these pictures. I said pictures. You should be taking a picture, but right? Does not have these lesser gods or guiding spirit or tutelary demon. Now, again, this sounds really bad, right? Man, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. When you guys understand, when you get to the level of understanding where I'm at, I'm happy. Why? Lucifer just sped up our process of glorification. Only thing that Lucifer did was he sped up the process of evolution. If you want to use that term. What does that mean, though? Well, you got to go to the ancient text. God's original plan. His original intent. So Lucifer basically is God's dog. God's B-I-T-C-H on a leash. So once you understand that, you ain't got no fear. You don't fear Lucifer. He works for the big G. Go to the story of Job. Remember, he could not do nothing unless he asked first. So something's going on in your life. That means God saying, hey, Lucifer, I need you to do something. And Lucifer, yes, sir, what do you got? I need you to go down there and touch this dude, talk to this dude. I need you to create a wave. I need you to create a disturbance because you are the rock that I dropped inside of the mass or the water or the medium of exchange. That's me. I saw Lucifer fall from heaven like lightning. He hit the medium and he produces a wave. A wave is a interference. It is a luciferance. It's Lucifer interfering in stillness or mass or matter or creation. That's all that's going on. And if you demonize it and you make it, remember, you get back what you send out. Since you demonize it and you weaponize it and you make it more powerful than who he works for, you work for him. So you have to understand that the word equal is a vibrational match. It means like produces like. It means kind produces kind. Without this knowledge that I'm sharing with you today, without this knowledge, Lucifer has power over you. You work for him. He doesn't work for you. Now, Lucifer loves when you work for him. Because remember, in the song, according to the song, Lucy in the sky of diamonds, or Damien's, it's a Latin translation of the word phosphate. So it's about phosphorus, which is the word Venus. So now remember, phosphorus, as we just broke down, is this substance that talks about two lights. One light is spelled P-H-A-I-N-E-I-N in the Greek. That means daylight. Another one, again, where we get the morning word, morning star. Another one, and we never broke, I don't think we broke down the word phantasma. A phantasmagoria. Because phosphorus, again, also means phantasmagoria. Our phantasmon is where we get what Walt Disney produced. Walt Disney, who is a 33rd degree Mason, by the way, he coined the word phantasmagoria. We'll break this down in a minute. So this word, again, means light bearer or light carrier or light interferer. So phosphorus, which means light bringing, light bearer, is the morning star from the planet of Venus, but he's not the day star. He's the dawn star. He's the night star, but he ain't the day star. But everybody say he is because of the mistranslation. Because remember, the Greek translates the word morning star into H-E-O-S and then the word phosphorus. That's the Greek, which means dawn bringer. Not day bringer. So the Greeks got it right, but we misinterpreted. So if you look at that, if you look up that word H-E-O-S-P-H-O-R-O-S, it comes from the word E-O-S. E-O-S phosphorus. E-O-S-P-H-O-R-U-S. In English, this word E-O-S, E-O-S, and then the word phosphorus. That word, again, is a manipulation or watered-down version of the original Greek word that means light-bringing or dawn-bringing, where we get the god Dionysus, D-I-O-N-Y-S-O-S, which means pine torch or torch-bearer. That's why they got pine cones all over the Vatican. Those pine cones actually are torches, which comes from the Greek goddess Diana. Or Artemis, or Artemia. I think you spell it A-R-T-E-M-I-S. All of these are Latin words, or because remember, Latinization is Satanization. That's the metaphysics of Lucifer. So behind Lucifer is all of these Greek gods that represents phosphorus, which means false Horus, where we get the Hebrew name Helil, that's found in the Hebrew Bible for hell, H-E-L-E-L. So that's why we get the word hell from Helil or Halil, H-A-L-A-L, which means Venus, which means bright light, which means shiny ones, which means B'nai HaNakash in the Hebrew, which comes from Isaiah 14, verse 12, in the Greek Septuagint, that breaks all of this down to the word Lucifer. But the word Lucifer is rendered in Hebrew as morning star, day star, shiny one, shining star. It should be morning star or evening star, not day star. The day star is reserved for Yahushua. The morning or the dawn star or the lunar star or the lunatic or the shiny one that it talks about. So there is an intermingling of the blood. There's an intermarriage between Lucifer and Satan. And this is taught in all of the higher societies because they brought into Revelations 22:16, where Jesus is referred to as the morning star, but not as Lucifer. Because Lucifer in Latin and in Greek and in Aramaic and all of the other ancient texts literally means, again, dawn star or bright star, but it does not mean day star. So that's a big, big difference in verbiage, but it's a very small. Now, remember, P-H-O-S, P-H-A-O-S, One letter difference is the difference between the day and the night star. So 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19, where we see the word Lucifer is being used in 2 Peter 1:19, that word means morning star. It actually means until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. So, in other words, the correspondence between Jesus and Lucifer, both names symbol the heralding or the coming or the light. But one is the dawn light or the evening light or the night light or the lunar night or the moonlight. The other is the sun or the daylight. So Phosphorus, again, is the devil's element, if you want to use that term. Remember, we're not talking about good and bad and evil and ghosts and goblins. We're talking chemistry. We're talking about understanding chem, which means black, which means mystery. Mystery, which means mist story. We are talking about the black mist story. Mist is water. Story is dex or words. Black is melanin. We're talking about Melchizedek. We are talking about a new line of priests after the order of the melanated chi of the Zedek. We are talking about a doctrine deck that activates the Z, the ohms, the electricity that powers the chi, the breath, the prana, the pneuma, the spirit of the male or the melanin. I don't give a flying banana if you're white, black, blue, purple, or dehuti, which means green ones, which means emerald one. Which is emerald is actually the color that the light makes. That's why a firefly produces emerald green. That's why I've been drawn to that color since birth. Everything I do has emerald green in it. Why? Lucifer. So Yahushua, the big G, already had this in the plans. Now remember, if Lucifer was the anointed cherub that covered, if he was the big G's right-hand man, I'm sure he looked over at the plans and saw the plans of the universe. Maybe he decided to go ahead and implement those plans on his own. And God said, I'm sorry, homie, because Lucifer said, I want to be like the Most High. I want to sit on the sides of the north. And the big G was like, I'm sorry, dog. I'm the only big G up chump. So he got bounced out. And he came down and he started this production that was in the original script anyway. So in all of the ancient texts and inside of my book, I break all of this down. Again, that book costs $20. Anybody email me, I send you the PDF copy today for $10. The title of the book is called Cosmogrator. In this book, I read and I take from the ancient text where it talks about how Samael, the blind god, actually spoke to, again, the Pleroma because he needed water. Now, remember, this doesn't work without water. It does not work without hydro genes, the genes of God. All this light, all of this stuff, this is the biochemistry. Now, remember, white phosphorus emits green light when exposed to oxygen. Notice that the phosphorus is white. Notice that it emits green light. Notice this only happens when it is exposed to oxygen. Now, I've already broken down the word oxy and the word genes. These are the genetic code. This is the genetic code of God. So in the ancient texts, in the all the Egyptian mystery schools, skull and crossbones, Freemasonry, all these knuckleheads, they all know this. Christians, Cretans don't. You are worshiping the night light instead of the daylight. That is why all Masons, that is why all religions, that's why all secret societies, that is why the Vaticans, they're all Luciferians. Because Luciferian actually means illumination, illuminated ones. So the Illuminati, what they are saying is true. There's a dude that's going around, you know, good dude, black conscious dude named Young Pharaoh, I think he's called. The dude is dropping major knowledge. What he's saying is everything that he's saying is a truth. Now, it sounds like what the black conscious community is saying is contradictory to what I'm saying. Because they are saying that melanin is pro. It is good. Melanin gives black people more power. We can go out and work in the sun, got more energy. Melanin makes black people God. The black woman is God. That's what the black community says. We all came out of a black hole. Black people and black. Black is melanin black. That is all true. I'm not saying that that is not true. But what I am saying is black, 666, carbon, melanin, that's all in the Bible. Those are the seraphims. Those are jinns. J-I-N-N. Nobody talks about the fire beings. But God is a plasma being. So Lucifer is a disturbance. Melanin is a disturbance. Melanin disturbs the plasma. Plasma physics is what it's about. It's not about wave physics. It's not about quantum physics. It's not about particle physics. It's about, again, plasma physics. Because now we're getting into understanding what I talk about, which I talk about cladonomics. So cladonomics has nothing to do with Earth. Cladonomics is the physics of heaven. Cladonomics is the physics of the soul. It's the physics of the mind, the will, the emotion, the imagination, the intellect. That's why you should email me yesterday. You should call me yesterday. You need to be a part of the cladonomics so you can understand how the universe works. So when shizness happens in your life, you're not surprised, you're not upset, you're not angry, because you already know this too shall pass. Why? Because of the waves. Waves go up and they go down. It's a sine wave. S-H-S-H-S-I-N-E. Take out, again, the E. It's a sin. So sin is just life going up and down because a disturbance was dropped in a pond called Lucifer. Let the wave pass, and it goes back to being calm. Well, Brother Will, what does that mean? I need some help, bro, because you're talking all this metaphysical bullshitness. But how all this stuff gonna help me pay my light bill? How is this gonna make me a better man? How is all this again gonna allow me to get up and go to work without feeling like going to work in the morning? How does all of this esoteric stuff actually have an alchemical effect on my life, brother? Venus means venomous. It means venom. So Lucifer is a poison. He's venomous. Venus means venom. It represents blue blood. It represents the blue system. It represents the moon, the lunar, the Mars. It goes through and it represents Mercury. It has to do with what is called, again, I'm not going to get into the biology of it. Let me just simply talk about the blood. I've been saying this before, blue blood, horseshoe crab. Every drug is tested on a horseshoe crab first. Why? A horseshoe crab blood is hemocyanin, not hemoglobin. Hemocyanin, negative blood. Hemoglobin, positive blood. Your blood type is your God type. No disrespect. Hemoglobin and hemocyanin. Hemocyanin, it does not carry oxygen. That's why there's no anti, that's why there's no antigens on the surface of the blood cells. So if you have negative blood, I don't care if it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, who gives a beep, it's whether it's positive or whether it's electric or magnetic. Because remember, Melchizedek is an electric god for electric beings, but Yahushua is also coming back for the magnetic beings, according to John 10. So it doesn't matter really, but you need to understand, because if you have negative blood, you got a totally different fight than people who got positive blood. You got to eat different. You got to sleep different. You got to talk different. You got to do things differently, because your blood doesn't carry oxygen as well as somebody who has positive blood. So you got to understand why you do what you do. You got to eat for your blood type. You got to hang around people that understands, and you got to get with people like me who understand to give you the information that's going to allow you to ignition or cognition to activate your brain and get out of this craziness and stop being a lunatic. Because you're under the power of the moon because of your blood. And so retrograde stuff affects people with negative blood way more than it affects people with positive blood. Because their blood does not carry oxygen. It is hemocyanin. It uses copper. It is not hemoglobin. It doesn't use iron. So you are an iron being or you are a copper being. That's just scratching the surface. I didn't even begin to touch upon what that means. You need to join the Clarinomics Temple Building Program and build your temple and stop playing. There ain't no shortcuts. You need to go join some Egyptian mystery school. You need to join the Thalamic Order of the Golden Dawn. You need to go join the Freemasons. You need to go join the Skull and Crossbones. And at least they'll get you halfway there. Or you can join my organization, Clarinomics Temple Building. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Otherwise, God bless you. Because these entities got a contract with you. They got legal jurisdiction over you to pump poison into your blood. That is why there's chemtrails in the air. And nobody can do nothing about it because you agreed to it. It is the alchemical element of Venus that is not phosphorus. It is copper. It is also turns into green when it oxidizes. It is the phosphorus that produces the alchemical venom. It has nothing to do with your diet. You can eat healthy. You can run around a block. You can turn flips. You can do whatever the beep you want to do. But nothing's going to happen. Why? It's in your blood. Your blood is activated by Lucifer. So the light bringer, Lucifer, oxidizes. He pumps venom or Venus into your blood through copper. It doesn't affect me because my blood's not negative. I'm A positive. So I got oxygen in my blood. I don't have copper in my blood. So the light does not bond to every cell in my body, and it does not create a form of photoelectric energy that gives me light. So the phosphorus, the green light that is an exposure to oxygen, copper beings always hook up, always hook up with iron beings. Every female I've ever dated in my life, including my current wife and everybody on the planned net that is attracted to me, is copper, because I'm iron. Copper must have iron to produce Lucifer. If you don't understand that, may God have mercy on your soul. Because everybody in your life is sucking the life out of you. You have no freaking clue. You wandering around thinking, wondering why your dream don't come true. Why your life don't run. I mean, I've been saying this for 20 years, man. 20 years. People don't understand the venomous approach or the effect of how the photoelectrons in your blood have crystals in it. It is the crystallization of the phosphorus that's originated from the oxidation inside of the white, not the red, phosphorus that produces what is called chemical luminescence, that manipulates the bioluminescence, that controls the electrical luminescence. This is luciferin. Luciferin is an enzyme that produces an oxidation that results in a mental disposition that emits a particular light that is decaying and dying. It produces photons, or it produces, again, that's why you got these brothers that's in the know that say that Caucasians are an inferior being, because the genes of Caucasians, but see, they haven't studied long enough to understand that it's not about Caucasians, because there are black people that have negative blood too, that are copper beings too. It is not about the race, man. We should quit playing this freaking race ticket. That's just a freaking distraction. It is the nitrogen that activates the arsenic inside of your blood that produces an enzyme tolerate called a nictogen. This, in the field of physics, is a group. It's a chemical called group V that stands for Venus. Talk to any body that understands cellular theology or cellular, yeah, I'm going to say cellular theology. What does that mean? That means that why am I contacted by emergency room doctors who ask me, hey, how you know about the molecular structure and the oxidation of the enzyme called luciferin, how it produces oxyluciferin in the energy of the body that turns and activates picked nictogen inside of the body that is venomous. It poisons the body. How you know that? You go to medical school? No. Are you a Freemason? No. You go to Egyptian mystery school? No. You go to Thalim, go to the Golden Dawn? No. Well, how do you know this? How do you know the polymers on top of the DNA and the RNA? How do you know that phosphate holds together the DNA and it is activated under certain frequencies that have been emitted by the moon? How do you know that the structural components of your bones and of your teeth is controlled by the ATP and the nucleotides of your cells based upon whether your body carries iron or copper? How do you know that? If you didn't go to medical school. Because I studied to show myself approved, rightly dividing the word of truth. Brothers, each nucleotide. Sisters, each nucleotide. Nucleotide. That's why I have an entire physics called, again, nuclei, which represents the nucleus or the nuclei. Because right now, your DNA, which has those four letters, C-G-A-T or A-G-C-T, they are held together by a phosphate group that produces a bond or a contract. You got a contract between phosphate. And until you break that contract, it's going to produce what is called the phantom DNA effect. Remember I talked about the word phosphate? It has the word phantom in it. Let's close with that. Started off breaking down this word. This is the metaphysics of Lucifer. Out of everything that we've talked about today, brothers and sisters, it is imperative. It's imperative that you get with it. If you think you can afford or get with me, you need to get with somebody who understands why you are poisoning yourself because you got copper. It has nothing to do with your food. It has nothing to do with the sun. It has nothing to do. You can diet. You can do all stuff. You can do freaking You can 1,000 Hail Marys. You can stand on your head. You can practice yoga, Tai Chi. I don't give a flying beep what you do. If you don't understand your blood type is your God type, you in deep kimchi, bro. You in deep kimchi, sis. Because if you don't understand whether or not you are, again, an iron being or a copper being, if you don't know the difference between an electric being and a magnetic being, if you don't know the difference between, again, a organic portal, a OP, a homunculus, a soulless entity, and a carbon-based being, you're in deep kimchi. If you don't understand that the word phosphorus, again, means phantom light or light that interferes with the real light, if you do not understand this word, that Walt Disney built a multi-cacillion, I don't know how much money the Disney's, Phantasm, P-H-A-N-T-A-S-M. I have an entire book called Phantasmagoria, the combination of grammar and phantasm. Now, the word phosphate means, or at the base, it has in this word as well, phantasm. Phantasm means apparition. Y'all ever heard about an apparition? It means creation of the imagination. It means a mental image that represents a real object. Why y'all think I've been teaching and preaching, I don't know how long, my mental image in your head and emotion in your heart manifests reality in your life. Now, me telling you that don't mean nothing because you have no idea what I just said. You may and you may not, but Lucifer does. Lucifer does not want you to hang out with somebody like me. Because then you understand and you become a God kind. You go to the God class and you understand the Greek word phantasma and the Latin phantasma, which means vision to bring before the mind. If your brain could comprehend what I just said, a vision, a phantom, a perception that you bring before your mind. It is an illusion. It is a dream. It is a ghost. It is a specter. It is an apparition that you make visible in your mind that produces P-H-A-I-N-E-I-N-E. That means you bring to light, come to light. It means to produce light. So the same way God produces, you produce, you create. And I do this every day, all day. The problem is you can't teach it. You got to do it. Do you know what this word means, P-H, the Greek word, P-H? Now, again, this is the real light. The other light that everybody got is the fake light. That's Lucifer. This is the real stuff. This is the real deal, Holyfield, apparition. It means I'm going to take something that don't exist, and I'm going to make it exist. Now, this is what I do every day, all day, 24-7, 365. This is what I'm doing right now. So this word, P-H-A, in phantasm, where we get the word phantom, it means ghost. It means apparition. It means a dream. So how do I turn my dream into reality? Are y'all listening? This word. It's a very powerful word. Because at the base of this word, again, is this word dream, illusion, apparition, and this word phantom, which means ray of light. It actually means phone in. Now remember, the word God means in voice. The word phantom, which means, again, a P-H-A-N-T-A-S. This is the Greek word. My Greek ain't that good. P-H-A-N-T-A-S-M-A, image. It's this word, phaniel, in the Hebrew. It's a Hebrew word that means light. So we talked about two types of light. The real type of light is not P-H-O-S. That's what we got. P-H-O-S light. P-H-O-S. That's what it says in the Greek. Every time you see the word light in the Bible, is that word. In the original text, it's P-H-A-O-S. That word, A-O-S, that word means phone in, P-H-O-N-E-I-N. Now, I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed, bro. But if the word God and the word light, and God said he is light, he didn't say he created it, he says he is it. You got to pick up the phone. You got to call in, bro. Why do you think the Old Testament, all of the priests, they had those jewels on their chest, the breastplate of the chief of the priest in the Old Testament? Why does it match up exactly like the dial pad on a cell phone? They was phoning in. The Old Testament priest had a telepathic communication that allowed them to pick up the freaking phone and call God. In the Old Testament, it was on their freaking chest. Look at the 12 stones. Each of the 12 stones represents a keypad number on their cell phone. Even in the Old Testament, they had the stones because stones are amplifiers. Every witch knows this. That's why witches have amulets. Because a amulet amplifies the signal or the thoughts in your skull. So when you are having a thought, you sending that thought, you phoning into God, the universe. You're phoning off this planet. You're going past the prince of the air, and you communicating with the big G. I do it every day, all day. I highly recommend you figure out how to do it yourself, or you get with somebody that can help you understand how to call in. Because right now, something is not in your voice. Remember the word that we talked about on that I've been teaching for 12 hours, if you do not talk like that, you get no results in life. That's why I talk the way I talk now, because I understand. I was talking, and I had no intuition. I had no enthusiasm. I had no inspiration. So therefore, I was not talking to God. I was talking to Lucifer. And then I figured out that, I am not phoning according to my design. If you are a copper being, you need to use magnetism, magnetic being. That means magic. That means magic net. So you cannot talk to God the way I do. If you are a positive being, positive blood, you are an electric being, or iron. You use electricity. You are the electricity. You don't use magnetic or magic. Two different systems for two different polarities. That is a way. God made a way for both. Remember, he came back for his sheep, and he's coming back for the other shepherd's sheep. Brothers and sisters, you need to call me today. 210-290-5927. Be a part of what I'm doing here with the Clarinomics Temple Building Program. Money is not an option. This is something that you need to do for your own mental health and your salvation. Or email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. For everybody that's already a part of the Clarinomics program, all these shows that I'm sending you, 365 of them, all these books, 50 of them, you need to start applying them. You need to start listening to them. It does you no good to know how to read, but you never read. My brothers, my sisters, I am Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. May the Ruach.
Now everybody is shell-shocked. We've been having traumatic nights always. I want to get away from you. I tried to get away from you, but you dream. That's what they taught me. The streets didn't teach me that thugs can never die. The world taught me that. I thought I could retire and move on. When I moved on to some so-called real world, the civilized world, these motherfuckers is worse than the niggas in the street.
This is just the basics, I feed it with attitude. Welcome to the matrix, the option is red or blue. I've been trying to make it to change up my latitude, but I don't think it matters, cause takers is trying to kill us. They play us like a game while they sit on top of they pillars. I chose to make a change cause I'm nothing but a gorilla. Bitch, I'm going realer than any rapper, you feel her. I'm 100 proof and I'm soaking all in your liver. If you sipping Jola, you feel the truth bubble quicker. Can't keep a 9 to 5 cause my mind is all in the sky. Ain't talking getting high, I'm just praying please to my God. Cause government just keep us in corners until we die. Secret people keeping their secrets and telling lies. Illusions still so potent, I see right through when I'm smoking. My brother's in the prison while mama's raising the children. They ain't got no future, they growing up just to kill them. I'm talking about the system, it's twisted with plenty victims. Your innocence is guilty, so I'm rapping with a message. But you don't get the profit, cause you probably chasing profit. Revenue and that shit don't ever work for Broderick. I'm just trying to figure out where they get the logic. And I'm just trying to figure out how we all can dodge it. Cause I've been hitting avenues trying to get it popping. I'm pissed off cause they don't ever wanna put the dot in.
Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Dot in, dot in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in.
I hope that I'm not coming, I'm too radical. Cause when I go in for the Father, I'm the antidote. All I do is hold it down for that standard tone. Cause I was born like 15 miles right from the Alamo. If I didn't have the truth, then I'd be at a hoe. Man, I love it when Kiana tell me that it goes. This for Mia, cause I need to bring the Fed home. Man, I swear that I was born to this piano tone. Yes, I was made for this, so I'm gonna let this planet know. Man, I swear that this the realest that I ever wrote. Until I'm selling out the venue.
It's with Jehovah, baby.
I would stop, but then he told me to continue.
I'm with Jehovah,
I'm thanking God for every day that he gives me to be a man and putting me in positions to execute all his plans. I'm independent and giving it everything that I have. With G-O-D in the math, you better sit down and add.
Got in, got in, we got to put the dot in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the dot in. Got in, got in, don't let this world guide you. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in, God in, God in, we got to put the God in. He sent me here to tell you that we got to put the God in, God in, God in, don't let this world guide you.